And Bill's niece, Barbara Park, is going to share this. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Barbara Park, and my mother was first cousin to Carolyn. That may seem like a fairly far connection to any of those of you who are from large families, but with a family as small as ours, you cherish the few relatives you have. When I was a child, the whole family would gather for Christmas dinner at the Oak Street house of my great aunt and Bill's mother-in-law, Mabel Woese. He always considered it somewhat of a miracle to have been included in that group. He often said that if his father-in-law, who he always referred to as Dr. Woese, had still been alive, he would never have been able to snag Carolyn as a wife. Dr. Woese was very protective of his daughters. At these gatherings, I remember, through a small child's viewpoint, listening to the adults talk, and was always amazed and impressed that they were an amazingly intelligent, worldly, sophisticated group of people, much more so than most of the other adults in my childhood sphere. What I came to appreciate in my adulthood was that all of that was true and more. That in addition to all of those things, Bill's hallmark, I think, was that he was an incredibly gracious person. When you came into his presence, and you all know this, either at his home or at gatherings, at work, he always greeted you warmly and made you feel that he was delighted to see you and that to him you were a valued, important person. He was always a gracious host and really enjoyed taking care of people, especially cooking, those of you who were privileged to have eaten his meals. He was a wonderful cook. I still cook eggplant exactly as he taught me how to do it. Bill and I had a delightful week together in Maine, or Margo says it was more than a week, when he first returned back to Maine after breaking his hip during a fall in Harvard Square. Margo was worried about his being on his own, and she asked me to stay with him for a bit. You know, this was for me to take care of him. Of course, he ended up taking care of me. He got up early and cooked breakfast and meals, and I remember consuming a great deal of wine and seafood on that visit. We had a grand time together. Sometimes my family got to spend time with Bill and Margot and then with Tavriette once she came along at the cottage at Selkirk. One special time sticks in my mind. Our youngest son, Ian, was a potter in high school and in college. Bill was thrilled. He finally had someone in the family who understood and shared his passion for pots, you know, especially vessels. He liked vessels. Margot and I watched with quiet amusement as Ian would get down one pot after another and bring it to Bill, and they would look at it and examine it. And Ian would talk about how it was constructed. And Bill would explain who had made it and the provenance and how he acquired the pot, sort of what it meant to him. The two of them just had a grand, grand time. After Ian graduated from college, Bill took him along on a trip to Denmark and Finland to meet some of the potters that he knew. What a gift to have given a young man. We always thought it was too bad that Ian, with his passion, came along so late in Bill's life, because there was over 60 years between the two of them. I will always think of the eldest member of the family as the memory keeper. Unfortunately, Bill's memory was fading at the end, and now that he is gone, that mantle of memory keeper falls to me, a bit of an awesome responsibility.
I will miss him deeply. The world is a colder, a bit emptier, a bit more impersonal without his warm and gracious presence.
Thank you, Barbara.